Good morning, Arizona. Why don't you come around the backyard here with me and see who we've got in our outdoor living hour on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. If you have a question about gardening in particular this Saturday, seeds and vegetable gardening, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. You can text questions to 411-923, or you can send an email if you need help with plant or insect identification to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And we're actually live today out at the Great American Seed Up at
North Phoenix Baptist Church. Yep. At 5757 North Central.
I know we're at Bethany Holman Central.
Yeah,
south
exactly.
East corner.
Yeah.
This place is huge. I've driven past it for years.
It's 40 acres.
Holy cow.
Well, I just want to do a shout-out. This is Greg Peterson, by the way, from the Urban Farm. I just want to do a shout-out to the crew here at North Phoenix Baptist Church. They are so committed to bringing local food events here. The Uptown Phoenix Farmers Market is absolutely flat-out the best market in the state.
And it's going on
right now.
Right now.
From noon and from 8 until noon every Saturday, and then they've got a Wednesday market that will happen starting here in maybe this week or next week, in the next couple of weeks. In October? Yeah. So they absolutely rock it, and the church is so cooperative about, you know, working with us on the Great American Seed Up and on the tree program. They just love building the community around food.
And somebody can come, hit the farmer's market now about 10 o'clock. They can come over here. We're in Building B.
Mm-hmm.
To the Great American Seed Up,
yeah,
where you have
70.
Oh, I was going to guess a little higher.
Yeah,
70 seed varieties.
Yep, 70 seed varieties here, where that people can scoop up. And I'm here today with Kari Spencer.
Good morning, Kari. Thanks for joining us.
And Bill McDorman.
Hello, hello, everyone.
And we are three of the founders of the Great American Seed Up. And basically, if you imagine a great big room, this is a 10,000 square foot room, by the way, full of 70 different varieties of seeds in buckets, and you just scoop up the different kinds of seeds.
And knowing you, I'm assuming the organic heirloom seeds.
Yep, non-GMO organic heirloom seeds. Yes, absolutely.
And okay, let's say I take five of these with me.
Uh-huh.
How long does a seed last?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to bring Bill McDormand in that one.
Part of what we're doing today is not only making farm direct bulk seeds available to people for the best price they'll ever see, because 90% of the cost of a packet of seeds is the packaging.
Yeah.
So you can skip all that, come in and scoop out exactly what you need.
And the cool thing is they do last a long time.
Well, they do last. And so part of what we do today then is teach about seeds. We don't want you just to take your seeds home. We want you to learn how to save them and store them for a long time. So it's really possible these seeds will be around for decades if they're kept cool, dark, and dry. That's just one of the myths.
Decades.
You know, I owned a small seed company for 28 years, and we routinely got 90% germination on tomato seeds that were 10 years old, stored at room temperature.
I don't get 90% on anything I try.
Well, you know, let me explain why that is. You know, there are national standards, germination standards for seeds. And so, say, if tomato seeds get below 70%, a company can't sell them anymore. So they have to do germ tests every year to make sure that that lot of seed stays above 70%. Well, what industry figured out right away is that they could blend in dead seeds to their brand new lots and bring it down to 71 and still sell it. And so most American gardeners, if you go to a big box and get your packets of seeds, you're buying a percentage of dead seeds that have been blended in on purpose to stretch out supplies and increase profits. So a lot of American gardeners have never had fresh seed. And once you get fresh seed like we have here, it'll last for decades.
What's your favorite varieties out here? If you were going to go home today and plant something, which ones would you be walking out with?
We have some spectacular stuff. The Anasazi beans here were literally found in the Grand Canyon in a clay pot. They are a gift from the Anasazi. An archaeologist found it. His wife actually surprisingly grew them out. They worked. We don't know how old they are, as my friend Clayton would say, but they worked.
Hundreds of years, Anasazi.
Well, it could have been hundreds of years. And so, and this is what
or
we're
more.
Talking about. Store it in clay. You know, these are really resilient things. And so Adobe Mill in Dove Creek, Colorado, the owner of the mill, saw them at a farmer's market, took them in, got his growers to grow them out. Last year they sold 1 million pounds of Anasazi beans. Why? They store better. They taste better. They cook up quicker than any other dry bean you've ever had. So that would have to be one of my favorite. Those are things for the Southwest here that that we can start to use as flags.
I need a pen to start making my shopping list.
You know, what we're trying to do is bring our local food economy back into with its own local seeds so we can create a food, you know, palette here in Phoenix and the Southwest that no one else in the world has.
Yeah.
And that's the key to real economic growth for our area too, we think, in the end. So.
Well, and I love what you say, Bill, all the time is, you know, without local seeds, we can't have local food.
Well, it's a bit of a contradiction to say we're working on sustainability and self-reliance if all our seeds are coming from somewhere else. And that's how it is pretty much now. And so we're trying to get people to take home these kinds of seeds that they can save themselves, adapt here, and make available to other people in the community.
So, Kari, your favorite?
I am really excited about the pollinators. We have about a dozen pollinators. And pollinators are basically flowers.
Uh-huh.
Not only stunning.
Uh-huh.
And beautiful. You can cut them and have gorgeous flowers in your house. But they also attract the pollinators that you need for a garden.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them are edible. We have nasturtium. Those are delicious to eat. And they also serve to help just, you know, control pests in your garden. And
well, so the pollinators that we're bringing for the bees and what but the bees aren't the only pollinators
out
there.
Oh my gosh.
You get hummingbirds, you get
moths, you get ants, you get there are so many things out there that will pollinate. You know, and that's where we have to be really careful with using chemicals in our gardens because those chemicals will kill the good bugs as well as the bad bugs. So that's why I've been organic at the urban farm for 28 years. You know, I think it's the only way to go.
Now, how does somebody come down here and participate today?
So it's actually really simple. It's you go to greatamericanseedup.org. All of the information is there. You can buy a ticket. We do sell tickets. Tickets are $7.50. And what that ticket gets you today is three different classes. And if you can't come to the class, we've recorded those classes, and they're available online as well. So three different classes. We've got Kari teaching about seed starting, and Bill's going to start teach about seed saving and seed storing, because there's a very particular way you want to store your seeds. And then there's particular ways that you know, if you got a tomato, you know, you save the seeds differently out of a tomato or process them than you do out of a loofah or a squash. So there's, you know, there's just different methods of preserving the seeds and getting them ready for storage.
And those are the three classes. So
those are the three classes.
Bill's teaching two, Kari's teaching one.
Yep.
What time? How long do these classes last?
About 45 minutes. We've got one at 11, one at 12, and one at 1.
Okay. And the doors open at 10, so you can come in and do your seed shopping first, or it's open till 2, so when you're done, you've got time to then go, okay, I'm going to try these varieties.
Yeah, so here's the thing, though. When you walk, so this is a 10,000 square foot room. And when you walk in here, it's a buzz with people buying seeds. You're going to want to spend some time with the seeds and, you know, kind of get a sense of what you want to get. So, if you're coming down, you want to spend 2 hours here.
Don't make an impulse buy.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
You know, spend some time here and, you know, play with it because it's fun.
Well, Kari's been responsible, I know, and the crew here. This is our fourth one.
Yeah.
And we're really learning how to do this. We put, you know, 300 people through here last night. And we'll have hundreds here today, and it works. And we've got beautiful color pictures and descriptions about everything that we have here. So, you know, you can take some time. And so the crew here has really done a great job. I think you'll find that it works well.
And this tower garden, whose is this?
Oh, this is a friend of mine, Nikki's. I absolutely love my tower garden. I own a tower garden. It's a hydroponic growing system. Actually, they call it aeroponic growing system. And we have one here to show. So if people are interested in that, you know, we have information here about them. It's actually one of my favorite ways to grow. I have an urban farm. It's a third of an acre in north central Phoenix. That's 80 feet wide by 160 feet deep. I have a lot of dirt that I grow food in, and this is one of my favorite ways to grow food is in my aeroponic tower. In fact, I think we're going to put lights on it this winter and stick it indoors.
Well, for actually, your Christmas tree.
There you go, for a Christmas tree. It actually, that's what it looks like. It actually looks like a great big Christmas tree when it's all grown out, but it's all edible.
All edible. So what's growing in here right now?
Oh, let's see. We got lettuce. There's some basil. She's got some beans in there. Swiss chard. That's the thing I love about the tower garden for me is the greens. It's a great place to grow, especially the more delicate greens, because they're less susceptible to bugs and, you know, other things that come with being out in nature.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you have a seed question, I don't know that there's a better panel of people you could find, not only on a Saturday morning, but at any given time in the great state of Arizona, here for you at 1-888-767-4348, texting at 411-923 during the broadcast, or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Again, we're at Central and Bethany Home. If somebody's coming from out of the Phoenix market, you're coming down I-17, get off on Bethany Home and head east till you hit Central, and you can't miss the church.
Can't miss the church. Or if you're on, or if you're on the 51, you're coming in on the 51 from the other side, get off at Bethany and go west down to Central, can't miss the church.
South side of the road. There on the north side, you'll see a bunch of tents. That's the farmer's market.
North side of the market. That is the farmer's market. Yeah. Exactly.
Come past that. Stay on the east side of the church. Mm-hmm. Come down to Building B, and we're in a portion of Building B. This place is huge.
And we've got signs up. There'll be directional signs and, you know, like that. So
$7.50 for the day. And then what is the seed cost beyond that? Is that weighed out by pound? Is that or you sit there and count them?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to sit out and count all your seeds. So that's the cool part. We actually sell them by the scoop.
Okay.
And scoops go from a half a teaspoon to a
cup.
A cup.
Full cup. Yeah.
Depending on the size of the seed. And that's the really cool thing about this event. Is it a half a teaspoon of basil seed?
Yeah.
Is like 10 packets of basil packets. So we've actually designed this thing so that one teaspoon or one scoop of basil seed is 10 packets. And one scoop of basil seed is $1.25. So super, super, super inexpensive seeds. But they're the good seeds, and they're picked to grow here in the desert Southwest.